Blog Talk Radio.
Georgia, L.A., New York, Carolinas, Brazil, Antarctica, Guam. If you black, you an African, baby. That's all it is to it. Let's go.
It really doesn't matter about the country or city you born. The borough or the place or the side of town.
It don't matter.
The board or the ghetto or the side of town. The family knows if you black, you are African.
Yeah. I'm from Tallahassee, represent the South Side. Born Panthers, family rattlers with a lot of pride. I ain't talking about just where the train track the vibe. I rep the people, not the city, baby, get it right. When I say Houghton Street, when I say Pasco, I'm talking hood biz, never about the land, bro. I'm the opposite of everything they stand for. Living in America is about the cash flow. And lately out here on the ground, we in a heavy drought. The last thing we need to do is segregate the house. They out there calling Africa the last frontier. Trick us into buying property to leave us here. You think I'm bugging, huh? Go do the knowledge, homie. Don't lay that I want what they owe me. Hot garbage on me. I'm talking black power, melanated unity. Claiming the branch and not the trunk, but uproot the tree. Come on.
It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you born. The border or the parents or the side of town. Your family knows if you black, you are African. It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you born.
In Africa got 52 parts, but it wasn't all of those from the very start. It used to be you tell the region by the dialect. Invaders came and switched it up and made us all forget. But it's been mighty long and my amnesia gone. My mama hollering out my name, I gotta make it home. I mess around and now the car lights coming on. Streets dark and dangerous, man, I gotta get gone. Prince told us it was thieves in the temple, y'all. You from the island, so you felt it wasn't meant for y'all. You from the States, you from Brazil, you from the UK. You acting brand new like your name was Blu-ray. I holla touche. Police arrest and remind you of who you are, regardless of where you stay. And it shouldn't have to be like that, but whatever gon' make it happen, I'm glad you came back. Come on.
It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you born. The border or the parents or the side of town. Your family knows if you black, you are.
From the BK, where I'm from ain't easy. I joined the army screaming how my country needs me. I didn't know without a gun they wouldn't feed me. Tribal wars against my own, they try to leave me. This is my declaration, Africa's my nation. I recognize that it's the home of all civilization. Homie, as soon as I had came to that realization, I didn't need their welfare or their immunization. My health is from the ground, I ain't gon' dumb it down. I'm happy being brown, even when you see me frown. Admit I was a clown, I used to dance with them. They called me Jigaboo. My actions always answered them. Then I hated my hair, then I hated my skin. I didn't realize the royalty I had within. Now I raise my chin, our time has come again. Lift your voices and chant for the African.
It really doesn't matter about the country, state, or city you born. The border or the parents or the side of town. Your family knows if you black, you are. You are.
Peace, peace, peace. Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Do the Knowledge Radio, the place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born a Lot, and we are here on our Self-Empowerment Tuesday, Talk Black to Me Tuesday episode, and we are super excited, honored, and privileged to welcome to our Talk Black to Me Tuesday episode the world-renowned healing mind of Queen Mother Gogo and Yorka Malwande. Y'all ain't get that right there. Y'all ain't get that, Zulu. I'm working on it, okay? I ain't working on my Zulu. I want the click, too. I want to be able to get that click going. Click, click, click. So we're here with our honored guest, and that phone number to call in, 929-477-1755, and 929-477-1755. Press 1 with your questions or your comments for our divine sister here today on Do the Knowledge Radio. So it becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce the son, present to others the CEO of Essence Beauty Holistic and Wellness Center, our divine Queen Mother Gogo Nyoka Malwande. Peace and love, greetings, divine sister. Welcome to the platform.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
The pleasure is all mine, I assure you. Honored to have you here today, Talk Black to Me Tuesday, to share your journey and your story as much as you like with our listening audience. We have a listening ear here all over the planet. They find value in the platform, and they find even more value in the guests. You know, people don't tune in to hear me, okay? So they tune in to hear who I'm having a conversation with. So I'm honored, like they're honored, that you accepted the request to be a special guest on the platform today. So we always begin on Do the Knowledge Radio with an introduction, so you can take as little or as long as you like to introduce yourself to our listening audience, and we can go from there.
Okay, my pleasure. Thank you for inviting me to your platform. My name is Gogo Nyoka Malwande, and I was born and raised in the United States of America. I had a calling. Spirit had called me at a very young age. I was raised up in the Baptist church, Baptist religion. I would say at the tender age of 5 to 6, I would always have dreams of prophecy, things that I would see beforehand, dreams of loved ones who died. And I would discuss those things with my grandmother. She talked to me about God and angels. My background again, Christianity. I always had an affinity for God, so I searched and searched and searched to become closer with this infinite being, this spirit who knows all. So that led me to get a understanding of the gifts that I possess, and it was very, very confusing at the time because I was told that the gifts that I had was seeing things and visions and hearing voice was of the devil. That was not a part of God. But with doing my own research and knowing who and what I was, but not quite at that young age, I knew that wasn't the truth, because the vibration was so warm and loving. I continued to listen to that voice and follow that spirit. So I had began to heal. I was guided by the spirit, the voice, and I began to heal people by various means. Started off with doing divinations and reading, with just connecting with God or with ancestors who has crossed over that wanted me to help their loved ones. I became a reflexologist. I became a Reiki healer. These means. As times went on, the ancestors called me to go deeper, to help a person at the soul level, you know, to help them heal on their own particular journey. I began to have certain types of illness, if you will, what we call the Sangoma calling illness, where I became sick, I became depressed because I was ill and went to several doctors and no one knew or could explain what it was that I was going through or experiencing. We call this a Sangoma calling. It wasn't until I found a Sangoma myself to get my own healing, and I got a divination bone reading, and it was discovered then that I was called to be a shaman, Sangoma. So I took that, and I began to train and learn, which led me to where I am now. Today I am an initiate, Sangoma, Zulu lineage. And, you know, the journey of discovery is not just a supreme, if you will. It's a journey that you take and know that you want this type of, you want this healing. And not everyone is going to be for that. So there's relationships and cords and things that will be severed, will be cut. And that has to take place in order for you to grow. I am continually growing. But I'm here to serve, to help. And the things that I've known, come to know, didn't come from any books. It came from my ancestors. And those who were assigned to be my teachers, my Gobella, my Baba, you know. That's very important because we're never alone. You know, we have those who are assigned to help us. And ultimately, your ancestors. It's very important to develop an ancestral relationship. You know, that gut feeling we always told, follow your intuition, that gut feeling. Yeah, that's your ancestors. You know, they're always present, always talking to you. But sometimes we don't pay attention or we choose not to listen. And that's when life can get a little chaotic. But that's, so far, that's a little bit about me and how I got here. You know, I had to go over to Africa to complete my initiation. And one thing that I will always come up, well, how does the ancestors, you know, how do you have ancestors that call you to be an initiate, Sangoma? You're born with it. You're born with it. It's not something that you choose to do or say, I want to be a Sangoma, I want to be a priestess, this is cool. No, you're called to it. And usually the calling is some form of illness, whether it be physical or depression, anxiety. It can be very exhausting. But the ancestors are infinite. They're just they are all over the world, the universe. And if you're called, they will reach you. They will reach you wherever you are across the waters. Spirit is infinite. And we are spirit, you know. We are our ancestors having a human experience. We're spirit having a human experience. Your ancestors are very powerful. And that's why we come to be who and what we are. They live this life. They experience this life. They know what's ahead of us. They know what's behind us. And they have our best interests at hand. Hello?
I'm here, Queen Mother. I'm just listening like everybody else. I know folks is used to, you know, having 20 conversations at one time, you know, but not here. We listen attentively to what's happening, and we receive confirmation. So as I'm talking to you or listening to the dialogue that you're presenting attentively, I'm hearing confirmation of a conversation I had right before we got on. That was a message, you know, in regards to reconnecting with your ancestors and reestablishing that ancestral link and trusting your intuition and listening to those inner voices and to those gut feelings. So I'm really like, oh, man, she heard me. She heard me. So what was this transition like from your family life in regards to making this change to, you know, not letting Jesus take care of it? You understand? Like, you're going from, hey, won't you do it, to won't they do it? You understand what I'm saying? Like, so what was that transition like for your family? Did they say, oh, Lord, Satan, they got my baby. She wants to go to Africa.
Absolutely.
No, and how did you?
I mean,
how did
you adjust
and come, you know, into, you know, balance with that? That had to be something for you.
You know, I believe in a higher power. So, and I believe in my ancestors more than anything outside of me. So I prayed on it, and I knew it was something that I must do. I must continue this journey. I must find things that are hidden, you know, that's like a mystery school. I must experience that mystery because that was part of the void that I was experiencing. And I knew that, you know, if this is real love, they'll be there. And if not, then I still will continue to love them, but I will continue my journey. I ask for knowledge and protection of not only me but my family, because I was getting that type of backlash and feedback only because of fear. They were fearful, and that was all that they knew. And they loved me so much that they thought they were protecting me. But in actuality, it wasn't protection, because fear keeps you from the truth, and it keeps you from the love of God and your ancestors. It keeps you from loving yourself. Okay, so I came to a point where, you know, I love myself, and I have to display this love. I love myself more than anything, and what's meant to be will be. And I went on. And I continued to learn and to grow, and I didn't push anything on them. You know, they saw my transition by my actions, by my life, and they thought, hey, you know, maybe she's on to something. This is good, you know. And they would come to me and start asking me questions about their own lives, you know. Then we would talk about the Bible and go into dissection, and proved that that was good for them and myself. So I continue to go. I continue to go because you, that's what you have to do. Your calling is your calling. And what's no longer meant, just know that there's greater things that will await for you in your initiation, your graduation, because you're leveling up once you come to the truth, once you really love yourself and you yearn for the truth. You will get that. You leveled up. You're graduating to the next level. And you have, who can be against you for that? Who can be against you?
Powerful. So did your family eventually come around? Or is there like a mutual respect or love? Like this?
You know, yeah. Because of my journey, I had rocky relationships with some loving, close-knit family members. But as time went on, it became stronger. It became stronger. I was supported in ways that I had no idea that I would be supported. But the ancestors has a way of doing that, you know, touching people's heart and opening their mind so that they can understand in which they can. Because you have to allow people to be who and what they are without beating them across the head with a bat, if you will, because of your truth. They have to come at their own level and their own pace. And that's what happened. Actually, when I came back to the United States after my initiation, I was well received. It was phenomenal. I just trust the ancestors. It was so overwhelming. It was great. The relationships that was a little rocky were like mended, and just their ancestors was working on them as well. They were like following suit, if you will, in some shape, form, or fashion. You know, whether they had set up an ancestral shrine for themselves, you know, burning sage, burning candles, praying, meditating. They were doing these things that they saw me doing. Now I'm back home and I'm observing them doing the very same thing. Well, we had a flood, so some things were it was very devastating because obviously I lost some precious things that I could no longer get back, like baby pictures and kindergarten graduation, things of that nature. But what I was told in that moment, those were just things because the people, my children, you know, they're still here and we're still bonding and building a relationship. So that was another level of learning and graduating for me, leveling up, even though I'm back home now. And so things were washed away. It was like devastating, you know. But it was very symbolic because old things were washed away and we were together as a family rebuilding, you know, reconstruction. And what was left was a blessing. Was the foundation that we built upon. And together we're just striving and learning together and no judgment. I realized that people will develop at their own pace and their truth is their truth.
Well, that's amazing.
So now there's just respect. You know, they don't talk about the devil and you're going to hell and you're possessed with a demon,
So your example matters, you know, for the people that are listening and they're, you know, coming into and embarking on a journey of self-awareness and self-mastery, this is a part of the process, you know, them watching to see if this is some kind of fad, you know, maybe it was some YouTube video or something. You see what I'm saying? Like, you know, it's like, okay, this is kind of trendy now, you know, Black Panther came out, you know. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So like, okay, well, maybe it's that, or maybe it's this, or maybe. And, you know, the robbery in it is that us being disconnected from our family line and not really having an understanding about our family traditions. These are all family traditions. These come from our family line, our bloodline. We have been taught to look at our connection with our bloodline as evil. That's a robbery. That's a
yes.
psychological robbery. That's a spiritual robbery. That's emotional robbery. And it puts you in a state where you are susceptible to negative self-talk. I must not be worthy of any kind of love, because you are pushing away the love where that love is cultivated for you to be able to love out in the world. It begins in your family. It begins in your family line. You know, I love our people because I love my mother and my father, my grandmother and my grandfather, my great-grandmother and my great-grandfather, my aunts and my uncles, my nieces, my nephews, my cousins, my children, my family. So I could be of service to, you know, our collective African family because of this cultivation. You see what I'm saying? So amidst all of the distractions, I can remain steadfast because of that love, you know, because no, my mother loved me and my father loved me and my family. You understand what I'm saying? So I didn't have to look for heroes and sheroes outside of my family. I could acknowledge them. They were not information. They were confirmation. You see what I'm saying? So a lot of these times, folk go looking outside of their family because that family has been removed from them. You know, and no one loves you like family. You know, despite the family challenges that have been presented with this interruption of the African family, these atrocities that have befallen the African family, even in the midst of all of this turmoil and chaos, there's still family that exists. However, when your family does not follow its family traditions, its family cultural folkways, mores, and norms, they are now assimilated into someone else's thought forms and manifesting out those thought forms and ideologies and modalities of thinking, acting, doing, and feeling, which are all foreign to us. So in regards to what we covet and what we value and what we accept for value, these things have been thwarted. So you could look at yourself and call yourself wicked and evil. You're dealing with who? Ancestors. And then you go to the book. You open the book up. You open the Bible up. And Jesus says, pray this wise. Our Father. He didn't say, my Father who art in heaven. So he's giving you back. He's giving you back your connection to your divine ancestry. And if you are venerating him, he's an ancestor. He's no longer here in the physical world. Right?
Yes, right.
So you are making, you are coming before an altar at church. You're going down and you're praying and you're meditating and you're singing. And you're venerating this force and asking this force to be an intercessor in your affairs. This is ancestral veneration that you're witnessing.
Yes.
However, this is as far as you need to go. This is as far as you need to go. But for others, they have to go a little farther.
And the fact that you said that there's a calling that affects you physically, that affects you mentally, emotionally, psychologically, and spiritually, until you're doing that work, you're not going to find no peace. You're going to be in a state of discomfort. That is powerful. You understand what I'm saying?
And it only gets worse until you accept the calling.
Right.
You have to, because you're in discomfort, because you're not in the proper alignment.
Right.
You're not aligned. You're going to get those ailments and discomforts. You know, you're going to struggle. You're going to have inner turmoil within the mind. You
right.
know? Yeah, it's very important. Listen to your dreams, you know? Our ancestors contact us in dreams. Listen to your dreams. I had so many dreams when I was younger, and I still to this day. Write your dreams down. Have a journal. Have a journal and a pen, pad at your bedside. When you wake up, jot them down, because chances are if you don't, you're going to forget your dreams. But dreams are like pieces to a puzzle, you know? And eventually you'll have all the pieces, and you'll know what it is that the ancestors were conveying to you. You have to, you know, you have to pay attention. When you know how we have a light bulb moment at will, that's divine guidance. Listen to that. Confirmation, we have confirmation and affirmations all the time through many mediums, whether it's a song playing on the radio or commercial, through, you know, spirit works through many different means. You have to pay attention to those things, as well as paying attention to your body. So those are just like some of the things that I paid attention to in the beginning of this journey, you know, because it won't stop. It's a continuous thing to a point you will have to acknowledge, you know. And you'll know, it's just innately, you'll know exactly what to do, you know. You'll go study. Maybe you're having dreams. The fire is coming out your hand, and you know you're hovering over someone, and you're healing them. You know, that's a dream. Then you'll get up, you'll wake up, and you're like, "Well, what is this? What did I dream about?" You know, and you study and you're researching. Maybe that's reflexology, or maybe, you know, that's Reiki. Maybe I should, you know, look into doing that. You know, different things. You know, different things such as that. You have to listen, you have to pay attention, and then you have to act upon. And once you do and everything's acceptable, then certain elements and things stop, you know, because you reach one plateau. Then there's more plots, you know, those more things to reach and to conquer, if you will. It's just part of your assignment here on Earth, you know. We get assignments, we study, we listen, we study, and we conquer. We do. We live it. You have to live it out. And fear. Please don't be afraid. Please don't be afraid, because being afraid is like being afraid of yourself. That's easier said than done, because for some who never study, you know, some people just want to study. And for others, it's just like, you know, they just want to go about their life. But no, the spirit is actually coming to them. And that can be a little haunting, especially if they never had that type of experience before and fearful. But that's coming from you. Those are your dreams, your thoughts. So you can't be afraid of yourself. You have to confront that which you are afraid of to conquer it.
So what was that journey like for you that led you to Africa for initiation? What was that? I know you can't talk about your initiation experience, but your journey, your travels to Africa. What was that like?
Okay, so again, the reason how I got connected is because I myself, even though I was, you know, a healer in my own right, certified in different modalities, I was getting sick. I was like, well, I'm healing other folks, so why can't I, you know, do this thing for me? Well, I'm still, you know, depressed and, you know, what's going on here? So I got a reading. It started with a reading from a same coma. And I was told that I was called, and that was the reason why I was having these things, because the ancestors was calling me to go deeper. So I was under the tutelage of Michael Bella. I was getting cleansings and healings and going through different various stages. I accepted the calling. I wanted to be better. And with having that, the next stage was to become initiated. You know, I had to go through the mystery school. And having done so led me to go to Africa. That was part of it. You have to go to Africa, and you have to be initiated, just like if you were born and raised. You know, and that, too, was a little scary because I didn't know what to expect. I didn't know if I was going to make it, you know, if I'm going to, you know, come back home. I didn't know, you know. It's a mystery school, but I knew I had enough faith in my ancestors to go all the way. I knew that they called me so that I can help others. So I knew they weren't going to let anything happen to me, you know. And I say yes, you know. If me traveling to Africa and being initiated, then that's what I have to do. That's what I'm going to do wholeheartedly. I trust the process. I trust my teachers. I trust my Kabbalah, my Baba. It was nothing but love, nothing but love, you know. A host of teachers there waiting for me to help me, you know, so that I can be healed and whole, so that I can heal others, because it's all about servitude. It's all about servitude. Although it does affect you, and that's the calling, but the bigger picture is to serve and to help others see their truth. On a universal plane. You know, that's how I got there. You know, I said yes to the process, and I kept going. And I kept going. I kept going. Meeting challenges and conquering them, because I was not going to give up on myself. And, I had the support of the ancestors, because at some point, you know, they say you have to trust what you don't see. You have to trust the process. You have to have faith. That's what happened. You know, but when you have spiritual eyes, you do see. You do see. You just have to recognize it for what it is, and you will hear.
That's amazing.
I mean, there's not a day go by that I'm not in my shrine, that I'm not at my altar, you know, working. Not only on my behalf, but for others' behalf. For, you know, my clients, for my family, you know, for things that I hear and see, you know, that's affecting the world, humanity. I'm there. I'm doing the work. And I'm doing the work. And as individuals, we have to do the work. We have to do the work for ourselves. We're always, you know, we're so busy, you know, going about this life and helping others and working a 9-to-5, but you have to have time out for yourself. You have to have self-healing, you know, self-love, you know. You have to just go to your quiet place and just pray and just and meditate, you know, connect with your ancestors. Hear and be guided, and be committed to do the work.
So now what about the business aspect? How long have you been doing the business, and, you know, what got you started along this particular path to go into business for yourself?
So my ancestors always worked with me with the dreams and visions and annoying aspects. So I was led and through dreams, and they showed me what it is that they wanted me to do. So in showing me, then I will research, I will enlist or enroll in school, and I will become that very thing that they told me that I was. I already was. I just had to go get the paper to be certified. I did so. And they kept on, you know, sometimes, you know, they'll come and won't stop, and you will feel like you've been tortured, if you will, until you do that very thing that they asked for. So I knew that, okay, I'm applying reflexology, I'm applying Reiki to myself, I'm healing myself, but they wanted me to share my gift with the world. They wanted me to develop Essence, Beauty, Holistic, and Wellness. They gave me the name. You know, they even gave me the name and everything. So, and, you know, I spend time in meditation. I connect with them so I can hear clearly. You know, you have to set time for them. That means you have to sacrifice, you know. You have to sacrifice. You know, you may have to say, well, I'm a fast on not being on social media for a week, or at least, but 30 minutes of the day. And that time, you should utilize that time for just connecting with yourself, reflecting on the day or the night, listening to what it is they ask of you. Things will start to present themselves. And you'll know this is the route that they want me to do, the route they want me to take. And we all have experienced that because, say, for instance, you get a bright idea or you were led to do something and you don't do it, and it panned out to be just great and wonderful for someone else. And you're like, man, I knew I should have did that. Something told me to go through with that. So listen to my first mind. Well, yeah, you really should have. You have to set time aside so you can hear and know. Without a shadow of a doubt. You have to believe in yourself in such a way. You have to look within. Again, we are our ancestors. Our ancestors are us. Just as, you know, there is a Holy Spirit. The Bible speaks of the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is your ancestor. Your Lord. One who called you. And for me, that's how I move. That's how I operate. Everything I do, I'm taking it to the altar. I'm taking it to my ancestors. You know, I know beyond a shadow of doubt, because before I'm like, are you sure I'm talking to the ancestors? Like they are a comrade, you know, a friend of mine. Are you sure this is what I should do? This is what I should do, you know? And I will always get confirmation. Yes, 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 yes. And it will always turn out to be great and honoring and rewarding. I don't do anything without consulting my ancestors and having that gut feeling that this is right.
So how has it been for you? Just transformative journey right here, and you know, the things of business, and what are some of the things and the lessons that you learned along the way that you can share, you know, with our family.
Okay. Well, for one, you're never alone. That's one of the biggest things that I've learned. And to always consult with your ancestors, always know that they are with you and they will guide you. That's the biggest thing, you know. I had to level up and graduate to another level once I even came back. You know, I was really busy with ancestral work when I got back, meeting up with friends and loved ones and, you know, enjoying myself. And then I had a little time for reflection. I had maybe a week or two, and I thought about some things, and things came to my memory so I can just relax and just process it and keep it moving. And I consulted with someone, and I was guided right back to go within, you know, because at that very moment, I realized and just how spirit work, the ancestors work, and, you know, I'm like, oh, Bella. The question that I presented to them was a question I needed to ask myself and the ancestors, because just for the first time, I'm no longer around my tribe, those who guided me and helped me and, you know, held my hands, helped, you know, lead me to the way or showed me the way. I was reminded now that I'm here back in the United States to everything that I need to know, I already know. Everything we need to know, we already know. We just have to ask. So that's, like, that's the biggest thing, to don't belittle that or pass it off as if it's nothing when it's everything, to go within and lean on your ancestors. Talk to your ancestors for wisdom and guidance. That's the biggest thing that you can do. That's really, really, really huge. And I'm reminded of that all the time. And once I did that, I got the answer and the guidance that I needed. You know, it was already there. It was just confirmation. But I was sent right back to the beginning, to the foundation, go within and talk to the ancestors. And that's what I did. That's first in spirituality 101, is to develop a relationship with your ancestors. And that's with any initiation that you come upon. That's rule number one. You consult with your ancestors and you develop a relationship with them. That's your strength, your source, and your power. Right there. And they was always a part of me. They will always walk with me. So it's a thing of remembrance. We just have to remember who and what we are and walk in that power and walk in that strength. And because, as you said, how we have been so brainwashed, you know, it can be difficult and can be, you know, hard, the journey, but you have to go through the remembering phase so that we can stand in our power, so the truth will prevail from that lie that was told. And your ancestors work through that, through you, penetrate through that lie, through you. That's why you have these pending thoughts and these feelings. And you know without a shadow of doubt, you know, when something's not right. Because it's not right. Your ancestors is working with you to reveal the truth of the lie that was passed on.
I tried to be nice about it, you know what I'm saying?
No.
Queen Mother was like, nah, brainwashed. You understand what I'm saying? So, hey, I agree. You understand? I agree.
wholeheartedly, you know. So I try to be on my best behavior. You know, we got the Queen Mother in the building, so I'm trying to be on my best behavior. John number.
Let your light shine. Let your light shine and speak your truth. Speak your truth. You'd be surprised how many lies come to the surface, be, you know, revealed because of your truth and your light. You know, and the greatness that you behold, and who and what you can be, become. You're manifest. You are already who you're supposed to be. You just have to manifest that and believe in yourself. Because your ancestors want the best for you.
All right. So you got anything coming up? Is there a dream interpretation series you're going to do? Some books you're going to write about your experience? I know you're busy on the, you know, on the spiritual aspect of, on the aspect of spiritual healing over there, you know what I'm saying? I had to get an appointment after appointment after appointment, you see what I'm saying? So, you know, I know you booked up in that regard, but is there going to be something, you know, that we can read or view or a combination, or what's going on with that?
Something will be definitely coming. Something will unfold in the near future. I don't have a date as of yet. I'm just, you know, putting things together. And as soon as I do that, you will be the first to know, and I'll put on my different platforms. But you are absolutely right. I definitely have a book that will be coming, different retreats and workshops. That's coming up in the future. All of that goodness is definitely coming. It's in the making. But for right now, you know, if anyone wants to reach out to me, they can do so. They can visit my website, our DM, Instagram, or Facebook, and we definitely can book a reading and go to be different healing modalities, Reiki, reflexology, life coaching. I am available to assist and to help you, honor you and who you are, and, you know, so you can walk in your truth and be strong and of courage. So there are so many things, wonderful moons, medicines that are brought back from the motherland to assist our people. There's tons of things that I'm very, very excited about. Call me. Reach out to me. I am here to help, to be a service.
Oh, Queen Mother was like, call me, hey, what up? You know what I'm saying? Holla at your girl. You know, hey.
Yeah. Definitely. Listen to spirit. We just so busy. We're so busy now that we don't listen to that voice. We don't pay attention, you know. We don't recognize it. We don't feel anymore because we were just so busy. We're on automatic pilot. And, you know, you have to slow down. We have to slow down and give honor to ourselves. And be patient. Tell the truth. Sit down at your altar and tell the truth. You know, we have secrets, but we got to be truthful. Yeah, your ancestors already know, but you just get at your altar and you speak it out. When you talk to them about it, open up, be free, and the doors will open.
So do you have any final remarks, you know, for the people out there? What advice do you have? And also,
if you have anything coming up that you want to share or you want to plug, and your links one more time where people can find you and support you, along with your social media.
Okay. Pay attention to your body. Pay attention to how spirit speaks to you. If you're not sure, reach out to someone that can help you, a guide, that can be your guide. So to help you recognize how spirit speaks, you that's your truth. You have to honor that. You have to honor that. You may be having reoccurring dreams. You know, maybe they're, you know, you think they're nightmares. It's scary, and, you know, and you're fearful of the future. And that may not even be the case. And you walk around in fear for, you know, for nothing, you know. So reach out. You know, you don't have to do this alone. You don't have to walk through your journey alone. There's people and places and guys that are set place just for you, just for you. So you can honor the divinity within you. You ask for the truth, and you're getting it. You just may don't, you maybe don't know how to recognize it. You know, maybe this is all new to you. Well, there's guys and people in place, you know, in place. Do they resonate with you? Do when you see people, you know, and you just feel like you never met them before or you never saw them before, but it's just something about them and you feel really warm and comfortable with them and loving, you know, that's the person you connect with. You call them up, you know, and you say, hey, I need some help and maybe in this area or that area, this formal relationship. You know, get your help, you know. Pay attention to who you resonate with and who you don't. Pay attention to your intuition, that gut feeling, and act upon that. Just be mindful of spirit and who and what you are. And know that you are great. You are awesome, you know. Tap into that power that we all have. You know, perfect love casts out all fear. You know, love yourself beyond anything else. And you will be guided. You will be guided to your truth. You will be guided to your truth. My website is 90essencebeauty.com. You can reach me there. I'm Gogo Nyoko Mawale on Facebook and on Instagram. You can reach out to me there. I'm booked up for the month of August, but I'll be willing and able to assist you for the month of September and on. I love to hear your story. Sometimes people just need someone to talk to listen, you know, which is key. Which is, you know, you need an outlet. And I urge you to utilize, you know, the outlets and the tools that are before you.
Well, I think you were taking time out of your busy schedule to communicate and share your amazing journey on your spiritual path of transformation and elevation, and it is my fervent prayer that you continue to ascend and, you know, continue to use those divine gifts that you have for the benefit, healing, and restoration of humanity. And this episode is yours to keep. You can download it, upload it, use it as a promotional tool, as a marketing tool for folks to see your business and find value, or however you see fit. You know, if you have that tech savvy skillage, You know, I just made up that word, skillage. You see what I'm saying? I think it's a to the knowledge radio word. If you have that skillage, you know, to be able to do what you need to do, this is yours to keep, and you are always welcome to come back. So, you know, when you write the books or in the process of writing the books or the, you know, the video series, or if you have, you know, some of your clients that want to come on and y'all have a conversation in regards to testimonials from your work, you can do that also. So this is another home, another sacred and safe space for you to be able to market your services and share your thoughts and ideas with the family here.
I am grateful and very honored for you having me, and I really appreciate you, King. And I, you know, continue to do the great work that you're doing. You have a platform to reach millions the world. I see you doing wonderful things. I appreciate you, and I love you for it so much.
Well, I'm having me blushing on Tuesday in the afternoon over here. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, you're working your gift. You're working your gift to humanity, and you're doing an awesome job. I'm very grateful and proud of you for that.
I'm equally proud of you as well for what you're doing, and, you know, hopefully we can continue to use these skills together to benefit those that are in need. So.
Absolutely. It's my pleasure to be here. I'm very honored.
Well, enjoy the rest of your day, and I'll be in contact soon. And hopefully when my number comes up, you know, use your services, you know, we get that together as well.
Yes, I'm looking forward to working with you. Very excited.
All right.
Yes. Tokozani, that is rejoicing to be well. Tokozani.
How you say it again? I want to say it back.
Tokozani.
Tokozani.
Yes.
I'm talking about getting my Zulu on. Tokozani.
Yes. Tokozani.
All right. Well, we're about to get out of here and enjoy the rest of your day. Love and honor to you and your family and those loved ones amongst you.
Oh, thank you. Bless you.
All right.
For you and yours. Bye.